Things got heated late in Hollywood as the Dodgers hosted the Marlins, but first, the reigning National League Player of the Week, Alex Wood, on the mound for L.A., getting some help from his defense.
And a ground ball up the middle. Taylor to Seager. What a play, and a double play! What a beautiful turn by Seager after the backhanded flip by Taylor. Since September of 2013, it's almost 4 years since four DPs in a game. And Seager's been right in the middle of them. And there's a long shot to center, and Cody Bellinger's gone the other way. A two-run home run. Bellinger's eighth home run of the year. Now he has 23 runs batted in, and the Dodgers have a hefty 7-0 lead.
And the first pitch hits Eidner. And you can hear the crowd not particularly happy.
Stanton, born Real Muto. Stripling. Hits Stanton in the back. And immediately gets thrown out of the game. The benches are clearing. I suppose of all the people on the Marlins you don't want to mess with is Giancarlo Stanton. And there's a scrum going on in there. Mattingly's in the middle of it. Bob Guerin and Don Mattingly screaming at one another.
And there's some yelling going on.
Well, you knew that was coming because it was definitely intentional by Ramos. And you're going to hit.
Well, that's one of the problems. And not to put it on a young umpire.
Right.
But following a home run and the first pitch hits the next batter in the ribs, it is somewhat, well.
Obvious.
A little bit obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ramos, I mean, he doesn't even throw 95 miles an hour. He reared back and he let it fly, and he hit him. He didn't hit him in the head, but he did hit him in the ribs, and it was definitely intentional. So,
and I'm not certain, to be honest with you, that ball may have been behind Stanton.
It was.
So the Marlins now have moved off to one side. The Dodgers have gone to the other side. The four umpires are standing in between.
Eventually, cooler heads would prevail as the Dodgers win their third in a row, 7-2 your final over the Marlins, who lose their fifth straight overall. But it wasn't all good for L.A. Friday night. Yasiel Puig left the game in the fifth inning with back tightness, and Justin Turner placed on the 10-day DL prior to the game with a right hamstring injury. It was an eventful night for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers as the benches cleared in the eighth inning of Friday night's win over the Marlins. After the dust settled, the skipper talked to reporters.
Alex was, you know, obviously really good tonight, very efficient, pounded the strike zone. You know, he was, you know, when he's got that three-pitch mix working and, you know, working all quadrants, very good. And obviously, you know, put the ball on the ground, got some double plays, big double plays when we needed. I just think that it was one of those things that, you know, Ramos, the ball got away from him, arm side, and I think the same thing with our guy. And, you know, bench is cleared, and, you know, things were taken care of. So, you know, I'm just happy we won a game.
Were there any warnings after Ramos
hit? No, there weren't. There weren't.
Was that, you seemed a little heated after that argument. Was that part of your contention?
I didn't know there was a warning. There wasn't a warning. And so for our guy to miss one arm side like their guy did, I was surprised that Ross got ejected.
How's Puig?
Yasiel, I haven't heard. It was something that he said he felt it somewhere in his hip or lower side. And so I'll check on him here shortly. Yeah, they were kind of exchanging some pleasantries, but, you know, two big men in the middle of that, being in the middle of that. But, yeah, we worked it out.
I know that's the standard question, but do you think this will be something that carries over?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, our guy was ejected. They got Donnie. They got Bob. And like I said, I think that it was taken care of on the field. And, you know, I know they're looking forward to, you know, winning a game, as are we for tomorrow.
Bob and Donnie, you're so thinking about that.
You have to ask them.
You knew Wood and Taylor were going to contribute at some point this season. Did you realize it'd be this much this soon?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But, you know, to his credit, he prepares every day to be in the lineup and help us win a baseball game. And he's obviously been called on heavily to start the season and been very productive. And, you know, when guys produce, when they're given opportunities, and they're going to continue to get more opportunities. So, yeah, I tip my hat to Chris.
What's different about his offensive game this year?
I think a lot of it is a mechanical swing change he made this winter. And
which was what?
I think he got a little bit more rhythm. The bat, the tip of the bat isn't as much toward the pitcher as it was. I think, you know, early on or last year that we saw was a little loopy and wasn't catching up to velocity. But now he has more plate coverage, covering more pitches. And, you know, he's ready to hit every time he gets in the box.
Dave, is the umpire discretion and or when to issue a warning, is that kind of a thing that comes up or can come up in, like, these your competition committee type meetings, or is that not in that purview?
No, I don't think that, that's a topic that we're talking about right now, but you never know, Eric. This might spur something. I don't know.
Dave, are you worried on the same topic that potentially after what happened to Batista yesterday, that maybe they throw a tweak for the home run and kind of watching it yesterday?
No, not at all. You know what? I think that, it's sort of this day and age in baseball that, guys take maybe a little bit longer to admire homers. Guys dig in more than they did when Bob Gibson pitches. Guys bunt when they didn't bunt against Nolan Ryan. It's just the game's kind of changed, and I think that players understand that.
So you don't know why Donnie and Bob?
I don't know. I don't know.
Was he upset that Bob was wearing his number?
That could be it. That's a good guess. It's a better guess than I have.
Chris Taylor had a big night, going 3-for-4 with a homer. He then spoke to reporters after the game.
A lot of the work I put in the offseason, definitely, and even in spring training. And, right now I'm just trusting it, and it's working out.
Do you feel like the confidence you have at the plate translates into the field and all the amazing plays you've been making the last few weeks?
I try to separate the two. It could, but... I whether I'm going good or bad at the plate, I try to take a separate mindset out in the field.
We had a chance to see Woody again. So good for you. The last four games, he's been lights out, making himself a dominant pitcher in this league. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, he's been awesome. Had all pitches working today. Got a lot of ground balls. And I love it as an infielder. You know, it keeps us in the game and keeps us on our toes, ready to make good plays for him.
Your buddy Brett Ebner getting a home run. You've seen him plenty. For him to get the call-up today and then come out and have that kind of performance, that speaks a lot about the depth and what you guys are able to do back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great player, and I'm really happy for him.
You saw it get a little crazy here at the end. I don't know what you saw or where you were, but what's your reaction to just a little hostility?
No comment.
The series continues on Saturday. Dan Straley on the mound for Miami against Julio Urias for L.A.